The WW Review is proud to be sponsored by the Theme Park Brothers. Check out Jordan and Cameron's Walt Disney World Adventures. Most recently, check out their videos, which include full resort walkthroughs of the Grand Floridian, the Contemporary, the Polynesian, and the Coronado Springs construction updates. Follow them on Twitter at Theme Park Boys and on their Facebook and YouTube page, which is the Theme Park Brothers. Hello, welcome to the WW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by Peter Ponocorvo. How you doing, big guy?
Good, Chris. How about you?
Good. Pete, we are joined today by our friend, Scott Ferrioli. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. Pete, can I interest you in a beach vacation?
Yeah, there's a beach at the Polynesian, so I'm good.
Hang on. What was even the hesitation for? You had hesitation. Why would there be any hesitation?
Well, I was trying to think of if there was any way to go to the beach at Disney.
Yes, about 30 years ago that might have occurred. You know about that?
No, about 3 years ago that occurred.
Okay. Pete, are you interested in $200,000 of gold? Would you be interested in that?
Maybe.
Maybe.
What's
the hesitation there, too?
There's got to be a catch.
All right. Scott, you're here to talk about today, Vero Beach, because you just came back from a trip. But I'm throwing a little bit of curious trivia at you guys. You guys ready to roll with this?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. With hands on foreheads and the exasperated expressions. You ready, Pete?
There's a sunken ship in this somewhere.
A sunken ship. All right. So Disney's Vero Beach is located on Florida's Treasure Coast. Okay, so back in 2013, just offshore, like literally just offshore, a couple hundred yards, they found some coins. How many coins did they find under the sand when they recovered over $200,000 in gold coins? How many coins did they find, Pete? How many coins would make up $200,000?
I'm trying to think. I'm going to say... I'm going to say 10,000 coins.
10,000 coins. Scott, a guess?
I'm going to go with 200 coins.
48 coins. And you know what's even more interesting than that? Is when you Google the words treasure, Disney Vero Beach, this is not the only post that pops up. There is a bunch of posts that pop up. And back, there was a PDF that I'll be honest, I just couldn't read it for the time. People found millions of dollars in gold within miles of the Vero Beach Resort. So no matter what we say today about coming to this resort, if that doesn't make you want to go, then I just don't know, because there is treasure all around the beach for Disney's Vero Beach. That's question one. Question two is Vero Beach has a Mickey Mouse-shaped swimming pool. It's one of two pools built by Disney. Shaped like this. Okay. What other resort has a Mickey Mouse shaped swimming pool? And you could cheat and you could go to Wikipedia because it's the only respectable source of information I use, but take a guess. What? And it's not a DVC resort. Mickey Mouse shaped pool.
All Stars.
No, you'll never get it.
I don't think the All Stars.
I apologize if you hear the dogs in the background, guys. I'm recording today with no one to monitor the dogs. So, Scott.
No, that's fine. My audio froze up for a while, and I sat there. I was like, I think he said Mickey-shaped pool, but I couldn't tell.
A Mickey-shaped pool.
On Disney property. That's not DVC?
Okay. The answer is yes. It's on Disney property.
Shades of green?
Shades of green! You aced it. That's the only other pool that's Mickey-shaped is the Shades of Green. How interesting is that, huh, Pete? And you can't even visit it, right?
I'm not military.
So we can't visit it, right?
Yeah, I've never been there either. I don't know pretty much anything about Shades of Green, so that was pretty much a shot in the dark.
There was a great shot in the dark. Scott, take us to Vero Beach. You just recently went on the trip, and this is a resort that was really high on our family's list, but you know, we only went for a day visit, but you just recently came back. A lot of people think about going. It is the exact opposite of a Disney vacation. It forces you to be laid back. So I want to get like a trip report, and then let's cover all there is to know about Vero Beach.
Okay, sure. As you already know, Vero Beach is very different from regular Disney resorts. It's something that I would recommend maybe for 3 nights or so, as there's not a ton of stuff around there to do. And as you said, it just forces you to relax. It is a very, very laid-back and mellow resort. It's right on the Atlantic Ocean, so you've got some nice beach access right there. And they also have a beautiful pool with the slide, and all stuff you'd expect from Disney. They've got their own small mini golf course, which is really nice. As a DVC member, you play for free. I think maybe it's like $2 to play if you're not a DVC member, but I mean, it's just a really, really mellow, laid-back place. Palm trees, and super, super lush everywhere you walk. Just absolutely beautiful.
Was that your first visit?
This was actually my second visit. I went there about 7 years ago when my son was probably a little under two. Okay. And, you know, when he was under two, there's not really too much you could do. He went in the sand a little bit, but that was it. This one, my kids were just loving the ocean, loving the pool, having an absolute blast. They're nine, just for people who don't know, they're 9 and 6 now, and they absolutely loved it. I mean, we loved it so much that while we were there, we booked another trip again for this upcoming July for 2 nights. We went on there, went on the website. It sells out far in advance during the summer, so somebody had just canceled 2 nights over 4th of July, so we quickly just grabbed them again just so we could go down there because it's absolutely wonderful.
You know, it's a great point because we were thinking of going a couple of summers ago and we thought, okay, yeah, it's going to always be open. And you know, there were other resorts, every resort had availability, but they didn't. And I was like, this must be a booking mistake, but it's true. It does sell out fast, doesn't it? I mean, even the rentals, quickly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. During the summer, it sells out probably 8 months or so in advance, typically. Right now, you can still find some availability from August on, but anything for the first half of August and, you know, earlier on, there's nothing. It's been gone for months at this point.
Okay. So where you guys live, tell me the route. How'd you guys get there? What was the route to the resort? Because I know it's about 2 hours away.
It took us an hour and 40 minutes. We took the I don't even remember. Most of the time we took 95 down there.
Okay.
And A1A is the road that takes you over there. I honestly followed the navigation. I'm still learning all the roads in Florida, so I don't even know exactly why it took, to be honest with you.
Yeah. When we went for a day visit...
A large chunk of it was...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say a large chunk of it was 95, but essentially we had to go down and you go by the Orlando airport. You take that past the airport, you just keep going. Eventually you get to 95 and you take that for the majority of the ride down.
That's exactly what we did. We went to essentially Port Canaveral, and then we took A1A all the way down. And you know, it's a little bit of an exposure to what I guess real Florida life is, because once you're outside of Disney, you kind of see big, expansive, awesome oceanfront property, and then weird shanties right next to it, about 10 feet away on the ocean as well too. So it's really a pretty interesting drive. It gives you a real nice taste for Florida. If you're not paying attention, though, you'll miss the resort. If you're expecting like this majestic drive-in and this majestic look of the property, isn't that right, Scott? I mean, that resort is a little understated from the road, so you kind of have to pay attention.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's not where you're pulling up to Grand Floridian and it just jumps out at you.
Yeah.
It's kind of hidden back there. If you drive all down the road that the resort is on, it's all palm trees and just shrubs, and there's lots of other resorts on the road, and they're all just pushed back on the ocean, so that it's very mellow, and you can't really see it. It's not garish, it's very low key, so you might not even realize it's there.
Yeah.
But once you get on the property, it's a big, beautiful resort.
Yeah, it sits right alongside the ocean. It's a long resort, and I'm not quite sure of the exact number of rooms that face the ocean, but obviously that's the attraction. So when we went, Scott, we had a similar story. I didn't know if you were beach people, but we aren't really beach people, and we thought, I don't know if I want to book this for 3 nights. I'm going to get bored. So we took one day out of a vacation. We drove down there. And we called ahead and said, hey, can we pool hop? You know, is it going to be a problem? And the guy at the front desk couldn't have been, like, more accommodating and more interested in our visit. And like, he wanted to chat about the visit even when we were on the phone. So we thought we were in good hands. So we spent, like, largely the better part of, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours there. And we had a great visit. We knew immediately that if we ever had the opportunity for a 3 or 4 day quick stay when the weather's really nice, that this would completely interest us because it was just awesome. You can't state how you know, beautiful the ocean is right there. And you know, the experience of being there and being forced to take it easy. Was that your intention? Was it a break just to mellow out? Or what was your reason for going?
I mean, since I moved down to Florida, you know, we used to come down to Disney typically about 3 times a year. And since we moved down here, you know, we do the parks a lot. So we just sat there. We did Hilton Head a couple years ago just to try something different. And that was wonderful as well. And then we were sitting here. We said, we were just trying to find something to do. We were just looking for some last minute stuff. And I didn't want to just keep, it doesn't make sense to stay at the resorts often, you know, when I live 3 miles from the parks.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let's check out Vero Beach. And we just happened to find, again, listen, somebody must have canceled the room, and we just quickly grabbed it. We just want something more relaxing, something we haven't done in a while. And I wasn't sure how it was going to go as well because, again, I'm used to going nonstop with the kids. You know, we used to do in the parks, and there's a lot of stuff to do, and it keeps you entertained. And I used to go to the Caribbean a lot. You know, after laying out a couple of days on the beach, I would get bored. So that's why I was worried about Vero Beach. I said, I'm going to try it again, and it was just a blast. Now, again, it's not something I would recommend probably for more than 3, maybe 4 nights at the most, because there's not a ton to do. But again, that's the charm of it, is that it forces you to sit there and relax, enjoy everything. And I'm originally from Long Island, so I'm used to the Atlantic Ocean and going to the beach a decent amount, you know, growing up. And while you're on the ocean here, it's much, much different than, you know, anywhere up north or anything. While it's still the Atlantic, it's definitely more calm. Waves are probably 1 or 2 feet, you know, where it's a lot bigger up north. And more crystal waters, you know, you get more of like the pastel blues. Not the Caribbean blue, but you still get some of the lighter shades and stuff, and it's just absolutely gorgeous.
Cool. Even on their website, on Disney's website, when they, you know, they have a spot that says, what makes this resort unique? And they talk about, you know, essentially the Treasure Coast, and they talk about the sea turtles. But you could see, it's like, hey, you know what? When you're coming here, temper your expectations. This is a different kind of vacation. You want to see nature. You want to participate and see the sea turtles. But just know, it's definitely a little different than what you're accustomed to over at the resort over there. So tell me, did you tell the kids before they went, Scott, or was this kind of a surprise trip?
Nope. They knew we were going, and they were excited to go. They'd only been to the ocean like once before, so they were very excited, and they had an absolute blast running. I have tons of pictures of my kids just jumping in the waves. My little 6-year-old, you know, we're you know, barely into the water, and he's just jumping over all the waves. I mean, it was just an absolute blast. And
is your wife a beach person?
No, she's originally from New Jersey, so she grew up going to the beach as well. Both of us, as we've gotten older, have turned into not as beach people as much as we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of it also brought back memories too, which is nice. You know, it's the ocean. She was telling me earlier today that she was having memories of going when she was really young, going into the waves with her dad, and her dad holding her and lifting over the waves. And I actually had the same exact experience, feeling when I was lifting my kids over the waves too. I was picturing my dad lifting me up when I was, you know, probably 6 years old, before I really got into, you know, boogie boarding and enjoying the waves, you know, when I was little. And just it just brought both of us back to those times when we were little and our families, you know, first introducing us to the ocean.
Yeah. I've got some really cool pictures, the exact same experience like that. I actually have them on my phone, but I'm afraid to release them because in hindsight, when you see me on camera without my shirt off, I look about as pasty white as it gets. So I've kept those from the public. Talk to me about dining. So I know they have some limited dining options. So I know they've got a casual dining, they've got a quick service, and they've got like a pool bar. But tell me about the dining. They just changed it, right? Is this Wind and Waves Grill? This is new. It replaced something, right?
Yep, they originally had Shudders, and they had a more expensive restaurant. I'm honestly forgetting the name of it right now.
Okay.
But they essentially shut those down, and they brought in the Wind and Wave, I guess the grill. That's like the outs. That's you know, right by the pool where you can go in and grab some stuff, and you know, they'll make paninis, and they got sandwiches and breakfast and stuff like that. That was really good. And then they also had the Wind and Wave, the regular restaurant for dinner, which is, you know, a sit-down dining restaurant, which I'm not sure. I'm sure you probably saw some of the posts I had on Facebook. We did a review of Wind and Wave, and we absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm. That's
a lot of times, yeah, a lot of times on Disney property, I'm not blown away by the food. I don't know if it's what I've been, you know, raised like accustomed to, but a lot of times I just sit there and I go, okay, you know, it was average and it cost a lot of money. The food was really, really good there, and it's on Disney's lower end of prices, you know. Whereas, you know, I had the New York strip steak, and I think it was like $30. My wife had the pork tenderloin, and it was $25. Where there are other restaurants at Disney property, it probably would have been, you know, $10, $15 each more expensive. And the food was absolutely fantastic.
You might know, do they have a drink refill option there? I know it's obviously...
They do.
Okay, so yep. It's not the same one. It's Vero Beach exclusive, correct?
Correct, I believe so. I mean, it's the same exact mugs. I believe it's exclusive to Vero Beach, but I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you.
Okay, okay. Yeah, you know, so let's say you go there and you plan on staying for 4 days. I know they have a little market in their shop, but did you have any experience outside of the Vero Beach Resort? Where would, like, the nearest, like, store be? Or where is, like, I know Vero Beach itself has, but in relation to the resort, do you know how far it would be?
There's a Publix that's probably about a 7-minute drive away. You pretty much within 7 or 10 minutes, you can kind of get into some shopping areas where you've got some restaurants, and you've got, I think there's a Walmart nearby, and there's a Publix. And so within, say 10 minutes or so, there's a lot of stuff that you want. But right near the resort, there's not a ton. Right within walking distance, there's a little pizzeria and like a little sub shop.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do the sub shop. I did the pizza before. Pizza was pretty good. You know, nothing amazing, but pretty good pizza. But there's nothing really else nearby. If anywhere else, you do need to have a car to get to pretty much anything if you want to eat outside.
Yeah. So tell me about the picture that I see you dressed up like a pirate. Where is that at?
Well, that's from college. We don't talk about that, Chris. No, I'm just kidding. We did the pirate party while we were there. Every Monday night, they do a pirate buffet dinner. And it's one of those things that we just signed up while we were there. I think it was actually that night, I think 3 hours prior. So it's not like anything you had to really schedule too far in advance. And they just took you into one of the, like a conference room. And they had everything set up. You know, they had the lights on the ceilings, but they had the pirate flags hanging over the lights. And they had special lights shooting up from the tables that kind of make it look like you're kind of like underwater. And they had, you know, the waitresses were kind of dressed up as like, I don't say wenches, but, you know, we'll say pirate wenches. And they had a pirate captain and her first mate there. And, you know, they do a whole, you know, a whole spiel and everything. It was really, really fun. And then at the end, they've got a meet and greet, and they have, you know, Pirate Goofy and Donald's that you can take pictures with and meet them. And they have a little dance party and stuff. Really a lot of fun.
They definitely try to customize it for being on the ocean. Let's talk about turtles for a minute. I know they push that because turtle conservation is huge there. Just reading on the Disney site, essentially they've contributed about $1.26 million to turtle conservation through the Disney Worldwide Conservation Fund. And these loggerhead sea turtles, it's like it became something that was environmentally protected, but it's a draw because of all they do for it. Did they educate you, or was it a participatory thing, or did you guys go out and see the turtle nests or anything, Scott?
I personally didn't. I believe they have some tours that do that. When we were on the beach, they had a couple small little areas, picture maybe 3 feet by 3 feet, that would be roped off, where apparently there were some little turtle nests in there that, you know, you can't go near there.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have, like, tours and this stuff. I think to sign up for it, they normally do it at night because they don't, you know, because that's when the turtles sometimes come out of the water, and they'll do stuff like that. And they keep the lights down around the resort so it's not too bright because they don't want to mess up the turtles who are coming out of the ocean. Because I think they said they keep the lights down because they're worried that, because they always go back towards the moon, towards the water. They know that's how they get back, you know, into the water. And if they have the lights on too much, that they could get all disoriented and possibly, you know, go up the beach instead of going back down towards the water. With little babies, at least, I think that is maybe. So it's, again, really a lot of fun, though. And I didn't get to do the turtle stuff too much. I think a lot of that mostly, I think, starts kicking off really in June. I think June is typically like the big spawning season, or, you know, egg laying for the turtles where they come up. But there were some areas that were roped off where they did actually have nests already. But I think coming up this month now, you know, in tomorrow, it's going to be like the high season for turtle nesting.
You know, you're 100% right on everything you said. So let me just read here for 1 second. So it says, each year, Moonlight acts as a beacon to guide the hatchlings safely to the ocean. So the resort's east-facing windows are tinted to diminish the impact of interior lighting. And there are no exterior lights that face the ocean. And then later on it says, from approximately May to October, you may join an outing to observe these amazing creatures during nesting season. So you're right. And in May, it would have been a little early. Probably peak season is June, July, August. So I'm
glad I got that right.
You were spot on with turtles. I love it. It is their logo, actually. On their magnet, on everything, they have a little turtle. You know, a loggerhead sea turtle is what they've embraced. They even have a celebrity. I don't know if you know this, but occasionally that Disney Files magazine, they'll show a picture of a dog, and that dog is a sea turtle, like a sniffing out type dog, and that's his trained mission, is to find these turtle nests so they can rope them off so people don't trample these sea turtle nests. So they actually trot him around like a celebrity when he's not working, you know, during the off season months. So
that I was not aware of, though. I didn't see the turtle sniffing dog there.
He might have been
now
working.
I feel like I got gypped. Now, I'm going back in July. I'm going to find this turtle-sniffing dog.
He's a celebrity, and you're local. You'll find him. Did your kids do anything that was like provided by the resort? I know they have some activities, some clubs and whatnot. Did your kids do any of that?
Not really at all. I mean, one of the nights it started to rain outside, and they closed down the pool, so they brought all the activities inside. So they had like big, huge checkerboards and chessboards and hula hoops and, you know, coloring and stuff like that. My kids did some of that, but they didn't participate too much in any, like, the set activities. I mean, we most of the time were just hanging out by the pool, enjoying everything. And during the day, they had DJ parties, you know, at the pool, and they're playing games and doing giveaways and stuff like that. So yeah. Not too many activities. We were just there just to kind of try to decompress. And to be honest, working from the pool and from the beach every day. So, you know, still sitting there working from my phone, but just trying to mellow out as much as I can. And I can tell you right now, and I said this to my wife, that it was honestly, I'm sure you understand, with my business, I'm always working, you know, there's never a day off. But I told her this was the most relaxed I've probably felt since I started my company.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, it was just nice. Just, you know, I was just sitting there on the beach, you know, looking, doing work on my phone. I was just like, this is finally starting to feel relaxing. And it was absolutely great.
Hey, the one knock I do know about this pool is they do keep it warm. It already seems to at least be warm. So it looks like it's kept at 82 degrees. And I have heard from people that have been there that it almost feels like tepid bath water when you go into the pool. But I guess, you know, in Florida, any place that has a pool, the pool is going to cook during the day. Did your kids talk about that or complain about that at all, about the pool being too hot?
There was absolutely no complaints. I spent a lot of time in the pool as well. I mean, I remember walking in, and I felt it was maybe not as cool as other places. But a lot of times when you walk in, you know, you kind of got to stand there because it kind of shocks you for a moment. There wasn't that shocking moment. You were just able to kind of walk in, and I never felt like it was too hot or anything. I thought it was really nice.
Okay. Any experience at the spa? I know they have a spa there. I haven't heard much about it, but I just read about it today, and we didn't see it. But did your wife spend any time at the spa?
No, unfortunately, there's not much I can report on the spa. Neither of us, you know, did anything with the spa. That's
okay.
Not our
thing. Yeah, well, I know they have one. I was just looking at it today.
Yep,
so if your wife, daughter, sister, mother is interested, they do definitely have a spa down there. They also have some fishing lessons. I know they have
surf lessons as well.
Yes, they
learn to surf there.
I saw that. I saw rentals of like boogie boards, and I saw rentals of like jet skis as well too. So I know that's an
option.
We need to see pictures of you on the boogie board. Are you going to share those with us as well? No,
I haven't been on a boogie board probably since I was around 16 or 17, and nowadays I don't think you'd want to see this. And you wouldn't want to see me on a boogie board anymore.
All right, so I'm just going to list a bunch of things they list as recreation on the Disney site. So they have the pools, they have the beach on the Atlantic, they have the sea turtle conservation, they have a bunch of activity programs for kids, they have the spa, they have a sing-along campfire when the weather conditions do allow, and that's when, you know, obviously you get rain, and today I understand you're getting some rain, so it probably feels, you know, greatly needed down there by you guys. They have a miniature golf course, 9 holes. They do have golf, but it's not a Disney golf course. There are just golf courses locally that's close by. Basketball, volleyball, bocce ball. They have the Anchors Away fitness room. They have bicycle rentals, tennis lessons. They have fishing. They have the Sea Breeze Cabana Company. So, Pete, when you go, you can get pictures of you on a boogie board, and I'll love to see that.
Highly unlikely, but okay.
Surf school, the community hall, and you could rent DVDs. So when you go down there, it's not completely devoid of activity. They realize it's a relaxing vacation, though. Let's tailor this to laid-back beach theme. What about the rooms, Scott? Were the rooms in great shape, need repair, were slightly outdated? What would you give the rooms overall?
I mean, if I had to give them a rating, I'd probably give them a strong 7 or so. I mean, they were... There are, you know, there are rooms like Grand Floridian that are obviously, you know, more elegant and everything. But I mean, these rooms, they seemed very well kept. I think they were recently refurbished. I think within the last year or so. So the rooms were still pretty nice. We had an ocean view in room, which means that it has two queen beds in the room. There are regular studios, which is very odd for DVC. All the other studios have, you know, a queen bed and a standard size pullout couch. Except for Old Key West. Old Key West has those two queens, and the in-rooms at Vero Beach have the two queens as well, mm-hmm. which was really nice. Room was a decent size, and again, with the ocean view in-room, you walk on the balcony and we're overlooking, you know, you're staring at the ocean. It was absolutely phenomenal. Oh, but yeah, room itself recently refurbished, and very nicely done. You know, it's a very nice room.
How far were you from the pool and like say the quick service restaurant? Did you have a long hike or how far were you?
Oh no. No, I mean it was probably a 15 to 20 second walk to the elevator. And then once you get the elevator down, that brings you right, again, we're in the main inn area, so that we're across right down into the lobby, and then you could just walk to the you could probably get the restaurant in, you know, 45 seconds, a minute and a half, something like that, you know, depending on how fast you walk. So everything's really close. It's not very spread out at all. And the in-rooms are kind of like right in the middle, right in the center of everything. Whereas if you had maybe one of the studios kind of off on the wings, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. it would be a further walk. But in the in-room area that's kind of centrally located, I mean, everything is very close.
So, like, the two most powerful things I got from you today is, so here's a guy, Pete, here's a guy that Scott is always working, and he lists this as the most relaxing vacation, or one of the most relaxing feelings he's had in a long time, because we know, we've gone to Walt Disney World, and in our mind, we're like, yeah, this will be so much fun and relaxing, but,
it's
you know,
not relaxing.
it's the exact opposite. It can be stressful, because you're on the go, and you're forced to pound the pavement all day. I know Pete's
There's a reason my next trip that... We're coming back on a Saturday because that means my wife has Sunday to relax.
There you go.
Before she has to go back to work on Monday.
Smart idea.
So we've got a relaxing vacation, and you know, Scott's stayed at probably every DVC resort there is at this point. And before he left Vero Beach, he booked another stay at Vero Beach. So if that doesn't tell you about the quality of the resort or the quality of the vacation, it's like, I can't convince you anymore. I know that the next time we get a chance to get away for a small 3, 4, 5 day break, that will definitely be the spot we want to hit. So, I was nervous. I was like, okay, so what would you do besides that? So, I'm not going to read these, but if you just simply go Treasure Coast activities or things to do on the Treasure Coast, I printed up something of 25 places to see and things to do that's located within an hour of the Vero Beach Resort. So, there are some awesome things, botanical gardens and these historical sites and state parks. And if you're down there, you're down there for... you know, essentially relaxation and natural reasons. There are some really special things to see down there. So, you know, if you're considering this and you're worried about having enough to do, it's there. You got to do a little bit of research, but it's there. So what would you leave us with, Scott? If you were to leave us with one thought on Vero Beach, what would you say? Give us like a three sentence convincing argument to get Pete to go, besides the restaurant's good.
It's the complete opposite of what you're used to at Disney. So one of the things that I think a lot of people may want to consider is that, you know, if you're coming down to Florida and you're going to do a larger trip, do possibly Disney World first and then possibly end it off with a couple days relaxing at Vero Beach. Because when you do your Disney World trips, when you get back, you need a vacation from that vacation because it's a lot of walking and stressful and planning. So there's nothing better than, you know, doing everything with the kids or even without the kids at Disney and then saying, you know what, and now I'm just going to mellow out for 3 days on the beach and just vegetate.
And you know what's cool? If someone wanted to know more, you know, I've been communicating with you on Facebook for a while now. You are completely accessible and you're easy to talk to. So if someone wanted to get a hold of you and ask you questions, I know you'd be good at just firing back answers quickly. Let me give you a second here. Give us your information, because I know you own two businesses. Obviously, you know, we've had you on before, but I want to give you a chance to, you know, plug yourself here. So shoot away, Scott.
Sure. We own the DVC Point Rental Company. It's www.dvc-rental.com. Please don't forget that dash in there. And we also own, the resales company, where if you want to buy a DVC contract, you can reach us at www.buyandselldvc.com. And if you ever have any questions, you can always reach me at scott@dvc-rental.com. So Scott at the company name.
You can also, I'm going to step in, you can also, you know, join the group. He's got Disney Vacation Club Resales. DVC is his Facebook group. And it's, you know, for all the groups that that we seemingly get added to on a daily basis, this group is always tops of my list just for the fun conversation and like the information with low drama. So, you know, that's definitely a credit to you. And, you know, I'm going to give a shout out to B, and B Thaxton didn't join us today because I know she's busy today. But, you know, we're going to hear from her very shortly on a different topic. But B and Scott are just about the best moderators and administrators for a Facebook group as you can get. So if you have any questions on DVC resales, buying Disney on the resale market, renting points, or any of the places that actually Disney Vacation Club offers, they're awesome. They'll get back to you quickly, and I promise you, low drama. So, did I tie it up quickly for you there, or you wanna mention anything more?
No, that's absolutely perfect.
Cool.
Hey, Chris, just as a quick FYI, there's still a room available for the 4th of July week.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Okay.
It's an in-ocean view, too.
What day?
From the 2nd all the way through the 8th.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
I got to get on that because we've got the 4th and the 5th. I wanted to add on the 3rd.
See that? Pete, you did a good job.
Hey, I do what I can.
Hey, Scott, before we go, actually, let's talk about this buying this resale. I know this is there's kind of a unique opportunity with Vero Beach property. Do you have Vero Beach available right now? Has someone listed Vero Beach with you?
Let me check to see exactly what we have right now. We should still have Vero Beach available. We currently have...
No, there's a lot available.
I was just looking up. There's one that's currently pending. Yeah, we do have one available, but we get in new contracts all the time. But, yep, at the moment, we have a Vero Beach contract available.
And so talk a little bit about that. I know it's the lowest price, but there's also, like, a catch. So kind of explain the difference there briefly, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, Chris?
Yeah, no problem. The cost for Vero Beach, the resale cost, is often amongst the lowest, if it isn't the lowest. But I know, like, the assessment's different. And, you know, kind of compare that briefly. I know, you know, because I've thought about that after that first trip.
Yeah, Vero Beach is a great buy-in on the resale side because it is the least expensive of all of the contracts to purchase. Typically, Vero Beach sells in the $50 per point range. As an example, if you want to buy directly through Disney right now, they're selling Copper Creek at Polynesian, they're selling for $178 a point. Or if you wanted to buy Vero Beach directly from Disney, it's $115 a point. Hmm. So at $115 versus $50, you know, there's a huge savings on the resale side. So Vero Beach is a great resort to buy into with not as much money down. But as you mentioned, the maintenance fees that you do have to pay every year are typically higher than the other resorts because that does include, you know, hurricane insurance and stuff. And, you know, being on the Atlantic Ocean, Disney has to, you know, cover everything. There's a lot more expenses when you're running a resort that's on the beach. So the maintenance fees are higher every year, but you know, for an initial buy-in price in the $50 range, it can be a steal.
Are Vero Beach resale contracts rare, common, so-so?
I'd say so-so. And I'm sorry, part of the delay before when I said, you know, can you repeat that?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, is because I called my wife into the room because Pete just said the room was available. And I told her to quickly get on there and book the night of the 3rd.
That a boy.
So I put you guys on mute. I was like, get in here. Get this room.
That a boy.
I came back. I'm like, I'm sorry. I missed that because, you know, I'm trying to get every room. Don't mind me. Getting on a night.
You made Pete's day. Are you kidding me?
Well, hopefully it's still there.
I just stole this room. I don't know. But they do come in the market decently often. Not as much. It's, you know, old Key West, Saratoga Springs, Animal Kingdoms are much larger resorts, so they come in the market a lot more often. Vero Beach is a much smaller, so you do see it come on the market, but again, not as much as some of the larger resorts, because just for the sheer size.
Cool. All right, Pete, you got anything left for Scott? We've bothered this gentleman enough for one day, I think. Do you have anything left?
Yeah. No, I'm pretty set right now. Until I get my current contract paid off, I'm not allowed to buy another one yet.
All right. So let me summarize this. Let me give this one more time. Buy and sell DVC.com, DVC-rental.com, and the Facebook group is Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC. And that's for Scott Ferrioli and B. Thaxton. For me and Pete, you can contact us if you want to ask us questions, and then, well, frankly, we're just going to ask Scott, and then we're going to frame his answers as ours, because we want to be knowledgeable. You can contact us on the WW Review Facebook page. You can contact me on Twitter, and Pete on Twitter, Magic Mouse Medic, and Disney Chicago, and our Instagram page as well. So for joining us, for joining us on our trip to the beach today, we thank you. And if you wouldn't mind walking on over to iTunes or Stitcher and leaving us a review, we'd appreciate that as well. So for my buddy Pete, for my buddy Scott, we thank you. Have a great day.
See ya.
Thanks, guys.